I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 3:30 at KSL. Good afternoon. I'm Maria Shalaya sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. We have dark clouds in downtown Salt Lake City and 63 degrees. KSL's top story this hour.
Wild weather.
The storm has moved into northern Utah. Right now, Utah County is getting the brunt of it. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz is live from the storm desk with the latest, Lindsay.
Yeah, Maria, I'm looking at vortex right now. And that front edge of that storm is really hitting western Utah County. It's moving east, so the Salt Lake Valley should expect to get hit with these winds, too.
A lot of areas seeing gusts in excess of 40 miles per hour, including Utah Lake. Some of the higher gusts I'm seeing in Utah County would be, I guess, the 52 miles per hour at Pioneer Crossing.
Monica Traphagen is with the National Weather Service. She says the Point of the Mountain is also gusting at 47 miles per hour. She says the wind will die down along the Wasatch Front once this front passes through. A tipster saying, though, some trees are down in front of the Mountainlands Community Health Center and the Provo Cemetery, so heads up for that. Traphagen also says the winds are gusting over 40 miles per hour along I-15, so if you're heading to southern Utah.
So around the Cedar City area, or not so much in St. George right now, but like the Cedar City area moving into, as far north as Beaver as well.
Live, Lindsay Ayer, it's KSL News Radio.
And one of our texters telling us it's raining hard in Mapleton right now. Multiple lightning strikes as well and heavy rain. National Weather Service is issuing a special weather advisory for Weber County as well, mostly centered over Ogden, Layton, and Roy. Wind of up to 55 miles per hour is possible along with frequent lightning. No hail, however. The number of applications for concealed carry permits dropped this year. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt explains.
Fewer Utahns applying for concealed firearm permits between June and August of this year.
Dropped or decreased by 51.5%.
Bureau of Criminal Identification Director Captain Greg Wilmore says that makes sense after the state passed what's called a constitutional carry law earlier this year that allows a non-prohibited person over the age of 21 to carry a fully loaded firearm without a permit. Interestingly, out-of-state applications are up through that same period.
Out-of-state's increased by 71.6%.
Wilmore says Utah's concealed carry permit is one of the more popular in the country because it's valid in more than 30 other states. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. A new report from the FBI finds last year was dangerous for police officers working on the force. ABC's Andy Field has details.
More than 60,000 police officers reported being assaulted last year. That's 4,000 more attacks than the year before. Those assaults injured nearly one out of every three officers attacked. Most were punched and kicked, but nearly 4,000 were hurt by guns and knives. Nearly one quarter of all the assaults happened when officers were called to break up a bar or family fight.
It's a trend we are seeing in Utah as well. The Salt Lake City Police Department reported a 9% increase in violent crime in 2020. And Salt Lake Police also reported an increase in people leaving the department last summer after the protests in downtown. The Supreme Court sided with police this afternoon in two different cases about excessive force. The ruling overturned two lower court rulings from cases in Oklahoma and California and instead upheld a legal doctrine known as qualified immunity that has been used to shield officers from lawsuits alleging excessive force. China is reportedly testing a new space tool that took U.S. intelligence by surprise, a hypersonic missile with nuclear capabilities. ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard has details.
What the Chinese did is they launched it on a missile and orbited the Earth at least once And then this missile released this hypersonic weapon, which can be nuclear capable, and struck very close to a target in China because they were testing this capability. The U.S. has no capability to either detect this missile or knock it down.
The launches reportedly took place on July 19th and August 24th. Russia says it will suspend its involvement in NATO. Moscow says it's their response to the alliance's expulsion of 8 undeclared Russian intelligence officers earlier this month. The latest escalation means there will no longer be any high-level military-to-military communication between the two sides. There's not been a lot of cooperation between the two since Russia annexed Crimea in 2014. UDOT is addressing some changes at a Tooele intersection that came without any warning. There are two left turn lanes at the intersection of eastbound 1280 North and Tooele's Main Street. UDOT wants to take that down to one left turn lane and add a center lane, too, and they're taking responsibility for the mishap.
If it's a UDOT intersection or a UDOT road, it would be UDOT that's responsible for those notifications, putting up the signs, letting people know what's happening out there.
UDOT spokesman John Gleason says the city was notified that the change would take place, but that was a year ago. Heads up, if you drive southbound on I-15 from 56th and Roy to 650 North in Clearfield, there's going to be a new traffic pattern starting tonight. The southbound split will be moved to make room for bridge work and median widening. That means there will be 3 southbound lanes. Now expect lane reduction starting tonight from 8 o'clock until tomorrow at 5 in the morning while crews remove that lane split. Utah Jazz expect a sellout crowd for the home opener Wednesday, and the NBA is taking steps to prevent fans from misbehaving this season. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
Inside. Nicely done.
The NBA says they're partnering with the National District Attorneys Association in case they need a prosecutor if a fan gets out of hand. Last year saw some fans throwing items at players. They say this is not about passionate fans rooting for their teams. It's about crossing a line into a criminal offense. The Utah Jazz say they will have messaging about fan behavior in the arena as well as a text line like they did last season.
This Wednesday's game will feature a block party at Vivint Arena, and you can hear it live here at KSL at 7 o'clock. Ricky Meese, we've got some wet roads. Are things getting messy out there?
They are, and that rain has moved into Salt Lake County, and right now I'm seeing that it is affecting traffic anywhere from Murray on into Utah County, and that's where we have slowdowns setting in now. On southbound I-15 between 4500 and 114th South. Wet roads, a lot of wind out there, lights and wipers on. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Ricky Meese is going to continue to keep us up to date. We will have the very latest every 10 minutes on the nines. And Lindsay Ertz is at the storm desk this afternoon. She'll keep us up to date as well. Up next, we know you're missing Jeff. His minute of news, up next.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.